The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Fifth Canto, Chapter Number 18, Text Number 3. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on March 26th, 2018, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Aho Vichitram Bhagavat Vichestitam Knatam Jana Ayam Hi Mishan Na Pashyati Hyayam Asat Yahi Vikarma Sevitum Nihritya Putram Pitaram Jijivashati Aho Vichitram Bhagavat Vichestitam Ginal. That's pretty good. Kantam Jano Yam Hi Mishan Pashyati Jayan sad yarhi vikarma sevitum Nihritya putram pitaram jijivasati Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Alas, how wonderful it is that the foolish materialist does not heed the great danger of impending death. He knows that death will surely come, yet he is nevertheless callous and neglectful. If his father dies, he wants to enjoy his father's property, and if his son dies, he wants to enjoy the son's possessions as well. In other words, he heedlessly tries to enjoy material happiness with the acquired money. Purport. Material happiness happens to have good facilities for eating, sleeping, sexual intercourse, and defense. Within this world, the materialistic person lives only for these four purposes of sense gratification, not caring for the impending danger of death. After his father's death, his son tries to inherit his money and use it for sense gratification. Similarly, one whose son dies tries to enjoy the possessions of his son. Sometimes the father of a dead son even enjoys his son's widow. Materialistic persons behave in this way. Thus, Sukadeva Goswami says, how wonderful are these pastimes of material happiness transacted by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, materialistic persons want to commit all kinds of sinful activities, but without the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no one can do anything. Why does the Supreme Personality of Godhead permit sinful activities? The Supreme Lord does not want any living being to act sinfully, and he begs him through his good conscience to refrain from sin. But when someone insists upon acting sinfully, the Supreme Lord gives him the sanction to act at his own risk. Mataksmatir gyanam apohanam cha. No one can do anything without the sanction of the Lord, but he is so kind that when the individual soul persists in doing something, the Lord permits the individual soul to act at his own risk. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, sons always outlive their fathers. in other planetary systems and other lands in this universe, especially in Svargaloka. However, on this planet Earth, the son often died before his father, and the materialistic father is pleased to enjoy the possessions of his son. Neither the father nor the son can see the reality. Both of them are awaiting death. When death comes, however, all their plans for material enjoyment are finished. Alas, how wonderful it is that the foolish materialist does not heed the great danger of impending death. He knows that death will surely come, yet he is nevertheless callous and neglectful. Interesting point, huh? Everyone tune in. Because any one of us can die at any minute. Doesn't matter if you're young or an old man like me. You see, death can come at any minute. You could die today. Any one of us could die today. So are you in the right frame of mind at the time of death? Is your mind fixed on serving Krishna? Or are you somewhere else thinking about sense gratification? You see? This is very important. We become sober. Every one of us. Doesn't matter whether you're young or old. You see? In former times, you wouldn't die until you were old, but in the Kali Yuga, you can die at any age. At any age, you can die. Some of you may die today. It's possible, you see. So you have to be very sober. Atato brahma jigyasa. Do you realize how many births you went through to get this human body? We can't even count how many lifetimes we went through to get this human body. It's a very, very rare opportunity. So you have to take it very seriously. I have a human body. I have to become very serious about awakening my dormant Krishna consciousness. Right now. Not later on, when I grow up, or next week. Right here, right now. Just like I have a saying, be here now. You got to tune in. You may die in the next 10 minutes. It's possible. So are you ready? If you were to die right now, would you take birth again and go back to God? What is your consciousness right now? Are you fixed in Krishna consciousness? Are you thinking about sense gratification? In this way, we have to be introspective. Each one of us has to be introspective. You have to study your own mind and see, because you and your mind are different, you see. There's the intelligence and the mind. The mind just, it goes here, it goes there. You see, the intelligence analyzes. The analytical function of your that you have, that's your intelligence. Where you, then the mind just goes to this thing. Your mind is what fixes on this thing or that thing, you see. So you have to learn how to always monitor your mind and keep it fixed in Krishna consciousness. It's not easy. Because here we are in the Kali Yuga, we're constantly being bombarded with all kinds of distractions. You see? The whole culture distracts us. Everywhere it says sense gratification, sense gratification, sense gratification, sense gratification, which is what? The gateway to hell. Sense gratification means you don't even become a human being in your next birth, you go down to the animal kingdom. This material culture we're living in right now is taking us to the animal kingdom at our next birth. Wake up. Open your eyes. Wake up. Wake up. This is not a time for a nap. This material culture is taking us down to the animal kingdom at our next birth. That's where we're heading. If you go along with the flow of the material society, you'll become an animal in your next birth. Who here would like to be an animal in next birth? Raise your hand. Who wants to be an animal in your next birth? I don't see anybody raising their hand. You see, that means you have to take this process very seriously. I must cultivate pure love for Krishna. It's my only business. You see? So here you are attending a school. You have your classes, you have your assignments. That's very good. But there's a higher level, and that where you have to be tuned in. I need to awaken pure love of God within my heart. That's my focus. You see. But it doesn't matter if you're a businessman, a student, a retiree, a preacher, a pujari, a businessman, or the Prime Minister of India, you see. It doesn't matter what your position is in the material world, even if you're Lord Brahma. It doesn't matter what your position is. If you want to get out of the misery of material existence, you have to cultivate pure love for Krishna. I need to cultivate prema bhakti, pure love of Krishna within my heart. Is everybody with me? Is everybody tuned in? Is your mind going somewhere else? Are you going here and there thinking about other things? Are you tuned in? Tune in, turn on, and bliss out.
I'm thinking of how I'm going to go home.
Today I'm going home. Whoopee. But you know where your real home is? You do not have any home in this material world. If you think you're going home today, you're an illusion. You have no home in this material world. No home. Your only home is with Krishna in the spiritual world. That's your only real home. So I'm inviting you. Go ahead.
Do you believe this?
Do you believe it or not? Who believes what I'm saying? So that's good. So you're real. My goal is to take you home, you see. I'm going to take you back to your real home. That's my goal. By training you how to develop pure love of God within your heart. So that every moment you're putting pure love of God as the number one priority within your heart every minute, you see. Throughout your whole life, whether you're a young student, whether you're a businessman, a married man, a sannyasi, it's the same thing for everybody. If you want real happiness, you have to cultivate pure love of God as your only duty. Other things are done to keep body and soul together, but you have one duty and one duty only. Tune in. And that is to develop pure love of God within your heart. If you have other things going on, they are distractions. Unless you utilize them and you dovetail them with your goal of becoming a pure devotee. It's like you can be a businessman, a teacher, a student. You do those things, but you have to understand your ultimate duty is to develop pure love for Krishna within your heart. Whatever else I'm doing has to be done in the context of developing pure love for Krishna within my heart. What does Bhagavatam say? Whatever occupational duties you are doing are so much useless time if they not awaken love of God within your heart. You have to do your occupational duties as a computer expert, as a student, as a parent, as a housewife, as a political leader, as a businessman, whatever your occupational duty is, you have to do it in such a way that you will develop pure love of God within your heart by offering that to Krishna. Yat kadoshi yadasnasi yajdahosti dadasi yat yat tapashyasi kaunteya tat kadeshva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer, give away, tune in. You tune in. Do that as an offering unto me, O son of Kunti. Tune in. Tune in to what I'm saying. This is your business now, to hear this class, not other things. Your business now is to tune in, give me your full attention. You see? I'm training you how to be Krishna conscious so that when death comes, you will not take another material body. Yato yato nishchalati manas chantalamas chadam tatastha nayam yatat atmani vivasham yayat. Wherever your mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. I don't want to see any of you boys taking birth again when you leave your present body. I want to see that every one of you goes back to home, back to Godhead. If you learn how to properly control your mind, and you have to learn how to control it by hearing this class, by tuning in. If you learn how to properly control your mind, you go to sleep, and death will mean you go to sleep and you wake up with Krishna. That's the simple thing. You go to sleep and you wake up with Krishna. But you have to learn how to tune in, how to bring that mind under control, you see? If you have a wild mind that goes running here, running there, running, the time of death, you will run again to another material body, you see? You have to learn to bring that mind as a lamp, and when this place does not waver, so the transcendentalist whose mind is controlled remains always steady in his meditation on the transcendent self. That the Bhagavatam class is a prime opportunity to learn how to bring your mind under control. Your mind should be so focused, just like in the material world, everyone's heard of a laser beam, right? What is a laser beam? It's a beam of light which is very, very intensely focused. Do you know that a laser beam can burn through metal? Can you imagine burning through metal with light? You can make that so sharply focused that light will actually burn through metal. So you have to make your mind more focused than a laser beam. Because we have something much heavier than metal to get through, and that is the coverings of the material universe. You have to learn how to laser focus your mind. You bring it to Krishna, and then you call tuning and then fine tuning. Remember when I was a kid, my dad had an FM radio. And there was two knobs, two tuning knobs on the FM radio. The tuning knob and the fine tuning knob. You take the tuning knob, you get to the station, and you take the fine tuning knob to zero in to the precisely best possible sound you can get, a stereo broadcast. You fine-tune it, you see. So Bhagavatam is a chance to fine-tune your consciousness, to bring it to Krishna. Krishna, 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 you see. Krishna, his name, Krishna and his name are the same. Krishna and Bhagavatam, hey, tune in. Tune in to what I'm saying. Don't go somewhere else with your mind. Krishna and his name are the same. Krishna and the Bhagavatam are one and the same. Would you like to associate with Krishna? Would you like to be able to see Krishna and be with him right here, person to person, face to face? Krishna has appeared as the Srimad Bhagavatam also. Simply by tuning into Bhagavatam, you can actually achieve a state. As Prabhupada told me in one letter, he said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. So Bhagavatam, the quality of your japa will take you there, and the quality of how you hear the Bhagavatam will take you there. What's happening down here, this boy? Tune in. Don't space out. Tune in, turn on, and bliss out. You can take a nap later on. Now's the time to tune in. I want all you boys to become pure devotees. You see, Prabhupada gave us a duty to live with the whole world. I have to admit I'm being selfish in one sense. Because Prabhupada gave us the duty to live with the world, so how are we going to do that? There's only one way you can do that, by developing pure bhakti. We just read in the Bhagavatam yesterday, Prabhupada says if we can chant the name Krishna and Rama without any offense, then immediately the whole world becomes like Rama Raja. Prabhupada is amazing. During the time of Lord Ram, there was no sickness, there was no anxiety, there was no poverty, there was no old age. And it's stated that during the rule of Lord Rama, he didn't want to die, he didn't have to. The only people who die are the ones who wanted to. I feel like dying today. If you didn't die, if you didn't want to die, you wouldn't die. Nobody was forced to die when he was present. Prabhupada said a similar atmosphere. Wake up, tune in. Tune in, Bhakti. Tune in. Prabhupada said a similar atmosphere can be introduced now. Immediately will happen if we chant without offense. So my big push within myself is to purify my own chanting. And as far as preaching, to convince every ISKCON devotee that your number one priority in life is to learn how to chant the name of the Lord with absolute purity. You see? Because if we can do that, this whole world will actually become transformed. The whole world atmosphere will become transformed. Just like the time of Lord Ram. It'll be a spiritual atmosphere. It'll be a spiritual renaissance all over the world. There'll be no more terrorism. We won't have to have security at the airports anymore. You see? All the demons will become transformed into devotees. Simply we have to get that demon in ourself that makes us inattentive. See, our inattentive nature is that time, the tendency we have to wander here, wander there. That's our demoniac nature. You understand? You have a divine and a demoniac nature within you. Your actual nature is divine, but there's a covering, a demoniac mentality, which is covering your divine mentality. That makes you angry, makes you lazy, makes you lusty, etc. Divine and demoniac natures. So demoniac natures, who wants to hear this boring Bhagavatam class? I'd rather go to sleep. You see, that's demoniac nature. You have to conquer over the demon within yourself by tuning in to Krishna. Take the mind and bring it back to hearing Bhagavatam. Don't let your mind fly here and there and everywhere all over the universe. Tune your mind in, tune in, turn on and bliss out. I say it again, you see. Tune in to Krishna. And you'll be able to turn off, tune in now. Focus here, not somewhere else. Focus here, not somewhere else on that other boy's lap. You tune into here, you see. You tune into this this message is not... This Bhagavatam message is Krishna himself. These sound vibrations are not ordinary. What I'm saying to you is Krishna himself. He's manifesting his Bhagavad philosophy. Tune in to Krishna. These words I'm speaking are Krishna himself. If you tune into the Bhagavatam, you're connecting solidly with Krishna. So master this art of hearing Bhagavatam with great care and attention. You see? And you become a Paramahamsa, a great liberated soul who can liberate the whole world. How would you like to do that in your life? How would you like to become a liberated soul who can liberate the whole world? Anybody like to do that? Who would like to be a liberated soul who can liberate the whole world? Jai. Some of you don't want to, but I guess you're sleeping. But if you simply by hearing Bhagavatam, you can be with full attention, just like Parikshit Maharaj heard with full attention. If you will hear Bhagavatam like Parikshit Maharaj with full attention, you become a liberated soul who can liberate the whole world. Paramahamsa, you see. So don't cheat yourself, remaining a quasi devotee. You hear attentively. Hey, back there, come on, tune in. Don't focus on your lap. You tune in to what I'm saying. Tune in. You see? Tune in to what I'm saying. Don't let your mind wander here and there like a yo-yo. You see? Tune in to what I'm saying. You'll become empowered by Krishna. Again, this boy, I don't know what you got on your lap, but it seems more important than the Bhagavatam club. Keep looking down at your leg. I don't know what you got down there. But you got to tune in. You have to tune into this knowledge because this will make you a Paramahamsa who is empowered to liberate the whole world. You have to tune in to hear. You have to tune in. Don't sleep back there, also. Tune in. Everybody tune in. I can see who's tuned in and who's not. And I'm going to get on your case if you're sleeping or your mind's going somewhere else. That's my duty. Back there, why are your head down? Why are you not tuned in? Tune in to what I'm saying, you see. Tune in. So, who? Maybe we have some time for some questions. A little, any might have a question. Yeah.
You mentioned about pure chanting. Pure chanting.
Pure chanting. Let me.
Yeah, can you please clarify what is
pure chanting?
Huh?
What is pure chanting?
Pure chanting means without the offenses. The 10 offenses are there. You know the 10 offenses. To be inattentive, to have material desires, to not have proper respect for Vaishnavas, to disobey the order of the spiritual master. All of these things are there. We have to avoid the 10 offenses completely. And then we become a pure devotee, a pure chanter of the names. It's a powerful thing. Prabhupada says in one purport that when a devotee masters the art of chanting without any offense, he becomes Jagat Guru. And under his influence, the whole world becomes Krishna conscious. So I can see that my chanting must be very contaminated because the whole world is becoming Krishna conscious. You see, I'm dealing with my own contaminations too. You see, that's what Prabhupada says. Pure chanting, he becomes Jagat Guru, and the whole world under his influence becomes Krishna conscious. So, any other questions? Does that answer your question? Okay, next. Who's going home today?
Everybody.
Really? Back to Goloka Vrindavan, right? I caught you. Okay. Next question. Yeah.
You said that whatever we think at our death's time, we become like that. If we think of a dog, we become a dog. So if we think of football, what do we become?
Think of what? A what?
Think about football.
Then you become one of those rascal football players, you know.
Subhiji, what is wrong with that?
Hmm?
You become very famous.
If you meditate on a football player at the time of death?
Yeah.
Now what do they make the ball out of? Leather, right? You could become, what kind of leather? Cow hide or pig?
They have some.
What do they make the balls out of? What kind of animal do they use to make the balls?
It's called supple leather.
Hmm?
Supple leather.
What kind of animal? You can become the ball itself, and you can become the animal, and your skin can be used to make the ball.
We don't become a footballer if we think of football.
You can become a football. You can become a. An animal who's killed and his skin is used to make the football in your next birth. You see? Yeah, if you meditate on football, they call it. If you meditate on football, you definitely take birth again in the material world. You see? No doubt about it. You might become a blade of grass in the football field also. So the players can run all over you. You know what I mean? So, that means you're fascinated by football, isn't it? Yeah. So sports, you're attracted by sports, yeah. But what is the result of all these sporting activities? See, whoever wins, which team controls the ball the most, they win the game, right? Mm-hmm. But by winning that game, do they conquer over birth and death? No. Mm-hmm. I remember there's American football different from Indian football. When I was a high school kid, I used to go to the football games. And we had a mantra we would chant. We didn't call it a mantra. We'd go, get that. We would chant this mantra, get that ball to our team. Get that ball, get that ball, get that ball. Whoever has the ball the most, they win the game. So we're all meditating, get that ball, get that ball, get that ball. But so, if you're interested in sports, that's okay. I'm gonna take you to a higher level. You see? I'm going to take you to a much higher level of sports. You can use your tendency for sports in a way that will liberate you from this material world. I mean, here's how you do it. So sports means which team controls the ball, they win, isn't it? Whoever controls the ball the most, they win the game. So why play with a little tiny ball? Why not play with a big ball? The big ball is this earth planet. Okay. In fact, you're sitting on the ball right now. Now there are two teams seeing who can control the ball. They're the Sutta and the Asutta. There are two teams right now trying to control the ball. You see? So if you like to play ball, why not play the ultimate ball game, you see? Right now, the Asuras are controlling this ball. The planet Earth is being controlled by Asuras right now. The government leaders, they're Asura. So if you like to play ball, join the team that's working, trying to get the ball back from the Asuras into the hands of the Suddhas. You see? Our mission in ISKCON is to get that planet Earth back, you see. Bhumidev, the Earth personified, is in great, she's crying in great agony at the present time because it's how she's being controlled by the Asuras. There's so many slaughterhouses, abortion clinics. It's horrible. So why don't you play ball? You see, I'm on this is the team. I'm playing ball. My ball game is to get the Earth planet back. You see, why don't you join my team? You see, you work with me. My mission is to bring the whole world back. Prabhupada gave us the order to live with the whole world. So that's my life's goal. I have two goals in my life. To develop pure love of God in my heart and to live with the world, you see. So I want you to, if you like to play ball, then you work with me. You assist me in the living the world, you see. Then you can play ball 24 hours a day. Why play ball once a week? Or you can play ball 24 hours a day. My ball game is to get the earth planet back in the control of the suttas, the devotees of Allure. By awakening pure love of God within the heart and by preaching, we can win this game. So you play this sport along with me. You join my team. And let's get the earth planet back in the control of the devotees of Allure. You see? That's the ball game I'm playing. You play with me, okay? Okay, very good. Any other questions?
Do you think you can do that?
It's difficult, but yeah, nothing is impossible.
Krishna will help you. If you have a desire to play the ultimate ball game of getting the ball back in the control of the devotees, Krishna will help you. Krishna is within your heart. He's your best friend. And he actually wants you to join this team to bring the ball back in the control of the devotees of the Lord. So you work with us, you join our team, give your life to this mission. You become a totally sold-out servant of Guru and Guranga, and you'll relish the sweetest ball game within your heart every minute. I'm playing this ball game, you see. I'm bored with the football and soccer. Football, I find it very boring, you see. I'm playing this ball game. This is a much more exciting ball game. Get the earth planet back under the control of the devotees of Allure. That's my ball game. I'm playing it every minute. So you join you work with me, okay? Let's work together to save the world, okay? Jai, any other questions? So we are a bit over time, so there's nothing else? So now you are going home? No, you're not going home. You're going to what you think is your home. It's not your real home. But I'm sending you on a mission. You go there and you make your family members Krishna conscious. You see? You go there with a mission. I want to make my family members Krishna conscious. Okay? Everybody agree to that? Say it. Everyone repeat, I want to make my family members Krishna conscious.
I want to make my family members Krishna conscious.
Jai, may you all be successful. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Kantala Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaura Bhimanam ki jai.